Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. George Levy is our guest. George has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's an award-winning lecturer, senior instructor on blockchain at Bitcoin and blockchain, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. And, George, thanks again for being here. We're talking about primarily, I want to talk to the rest of this segment again about how blockchain will be used in the supply chain. We've talked about smart contracts, how they work, and will smart contracts be the application, tiny little bunches of little smart contracts be the application that the supply chain relationships will be developed on? Will they be called smart contracts?
Smart contract is one of the technologies that enables these different processes. Or actually, like implementing supply chain, actually implementing blockchain on the supply chain requires the use of smart contracts. Let's go back again to the concept of what a smart contract really does. Like, let's assume that you and I are going to transfer an asset of value. Instead of having a third party that may be a human being, like a broker or some sort of third party that handles this transaction, instead you do it with a computer program. So a smart contract is actually built on computer code, and then the computer automates the entire process. As a result, you remove that human error element, and you also remove the possible human tampering of this. So the key thing is, like, if you have all these supply chains built on, many times they're just paper forms. Like, say somebody gives you a batch of avocados and you fill out a paper form. Then that person takes that batch of avocados and sends it to a distributor. Then they fill out a paper form. You wind up with all these pieces of paper along the way. Mm-hmm. And all those papers may have errors, or a paper may get lost. Instead, you build smart contracts along the way so computers handle this transaction and the data is immediately transferred permanently and immutably.
One of the things I want to point out to people, don't worry, folks, that you can become a blockchain user, maybe even a high adopter, without completely understanding all the things that you will ultimately know about blockchain. Because, you know, what I remind people about, George, is in 1997, when I launched my first website, nobody said, okay, Jim, sit down and learn HTML and build your own website. I was able to contact somebody else who produced that for me, and along the way, interfaces were created to allow me to expand our online footprint. This is what's going to happen with blockchain, isn't it? Somebody's going to say, here's an interface, here's a dashboard or something, and all you're going to have to do to join the blockchain is to input your information. You're not going to have to become a blockchain expert, right?
Absolutely, and I'll give you one specific example that to me was very enlightening. So I was talking about the concept of we were talking about these leafy green vegetables and how are we going to get all these farmers to actually pass these leafy green vegetables. And many of these people actually could fill out a paper form because that's easy to understand, but they don't really work with computers that much. And the key thing is this. All you really receive in many cases is just you get a little already pre-printed QR code and you just put it on wherever the batch of lettuce that you're putting in. So you can basically just print these little QR codes, and it's as easy as putting on a sticker. So the key thing is there are ways around this to simplify this process. I'll tell you one key thing that I found fascinating. There's this really interesting application of blockchain called My Story. There's a company called DNVGL. I actually know Brett Gray, who heads My Story in the U.S. But what's beautiful about this is that when you go buy a bottle of wine, right, you can look at your bottle of wine, But imagine you get with your phone and you got a little mobile application on your phone. You take a picture of a little QR code on your bottle, and you get instantly the entire history of the grape mm-hmm. to the bottle. You get the farming history, you know, where it actually went to,
how
you know, if it's organic.
How long
if
it was in a barrel, how long it was aged.
Absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's not like the brand of the wine. No, you're getting the information for that bottle that's in your hand. You see, that's the beauty of this, that individual items you buy, you're not just buying a kind of, you're buying an asset. You know that. So that's what blockchain gives you, the opportunity to individually know the asset you're actually buying.
Mm-hmm. And folks, this will help you as a consumer, but again, it also helps in the area of any kind of discrepancy. If there's ever a problem, it helps people keep up with where things are. And again, Early on, I talked in the earlier part of the hour, George, when I told the audience you were coming, I pointed out that in my career, I can remember when the supply chain caused recessions because everything got bollocked up. One end of the production of the supply chain didn't know what was going on at the other end of the supply chain. Well, this is the reason we don't have recessions like that anymore is because of just-in-time inventory practices. But blockchain is going to increasingly decrease the likelihood of a recession because we're going to know where things are. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you a final thought on that one. A key area where it's being used is to combat counterfeit. And Louis Vuitton, mm-hmm. for instance, is now implementing blockchain because you wind up having counterfeit products sold everywhere. But imagine if you can actually check the asset you're buying and know it's genuine and authentic. Blockchain can give you that.
And you can do it with your own phone, right? You can check the QR code and see if it's authentic.
Absolutely.
You can do that yourself. See, you don't have to even know blockchain, folks, to check. I know that I'm going to want to check my next handbag, George, to make sure it's authentic. Quick break, right back to George
Absolutely.
Levy. I need your website quickly, George.
GeorgeLevy.com. That's GeorgeLevy.com.
All right, quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.